Kent State, their name does something for people. When people hear that you're a Kent State grad, they're like, oh yeah, I have a lot of nurses like that. And they're good nurses. They want to hire you because you're from Kent State in their nursing program. They teach the art of nursing. They teach the therapeutic communication. They teach how to really care for the person and not just knowledge. Even when it's hard in classes, even when this is a new adjustment, the school itself has the people and the support that you need to be the best nurse that you can be.
Begin at Kent State University.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Everybody, make sure you check out Dan Soder on the road. He's going to be in Grand Rapids, Michigan, June 3rd and 4th. Then he's coming to the UK, everybody. London at the Soho Theater. That's June 13th through June 19th. For tickets and all of Dan's tour dates, visit dansoder.com.
Key West, Florida. This weekend, Big J Okerson's going to be there with Louis J. Gomez at Comedy Key West, Friday, May 27th and Saturday, May 28th. Then, out on Burt Kreischer's Fully Loaded Festival. Get tickets and other tour dates. Go to BigJComedy.com right now. BigJComedy.com.
And now, The Bonfire with Big J Okerson and Dan Soder.
The world is a vampire.
Can't do that bass.
Oh man, we have so much white fun when Black Lou's out. Hey everyone, it's the Bonfire Faction Talk Series XM 103. I'm Big J Okerson. That's Dan Soder. We are missing our Black King today. Our Black King is not in with us today, but he will be back next week. Yeah. Of course, we have Jacob Attack, Christine Marie Evans, DJ Lou with that sweet, sweet.
Yeah, dude. Old repeat Lou.
I saw it in the hallway. I told him it wasn't that great.
Damn.
Did you really?
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Oh, no, and would you prefer that? You want that outcome?
No, that hurts just as hard.
Yo, me and Dan.
Dude, you can't get
that was crazy,
get burned either way.
Me and Dan were sitting at chairs outside between shows today,
just talking shop,
just talking, and then
life,
Lou comes.
Love.
I thought Lou went somewhere to get something to eat or something. He didn't. I realized afterwards what he does is he leaves out of the doors behind us. Circles around the thing, and then came and sat down with us very quickly.
Yeah, he never gives up his back like an old sheriff.
Yeah, he's always got his six covered.
he's got to make sure that the problems are in front of him.
You are not getting behind DJ Lou anymore.
Good luck, dude.
Which I wouldn't even have thought of it, except for the fact that he unnaturally sat down like he never does.
Well, you're such a slow walker. There's no way.
Wow.
Ouch.
You walk, what? You stroll. Ouch. You know you stroll.
When?
I called you a straight stroller.
You do not walk that fast. I'm always ahead of you.
Where?
In life.
Damn.
That's not even sort of true. You're always lagging behind. I'm not always the first one to come in.
Oh, you go in. No, but you come in first.
Yeah, but just basically walking. You don't walk that fast.
You stroll.
Yeah, you do stroll. And I'm a street cheetah because I usually.
I think when I walk, I'm in front of Christine most of the time.
When you're like walking because you need to get somewhere fast, you'll walk fast. But your general walk is slow paced.
Wow. Okay.
You're a lollygagger, dude.
Lollygagger. Jacob, are you a fast walker? Slow walker. I feel like you're a fast walker like me.
No, I'm super slow.
Really?
Yeah.
So you and Jay walk at the same place.
I guess that's why I got this flat ass.
Yeah, dude, put some pep in your step. But I'm a fast walker and I don't have a butt.
Nah, it's natural, dude. It's organic.
You know where? You know why? All my walking speed is in my hips,
dude. Luke, you put it. I got it from my daddy. On
Psy.
Please, yeah, Psy, PSY. I got it from my daddy. Oh, please put this on. This makes me so happy. This should have been the starting song.
Well, we want to start with something else too.
Well, yeah, we're gonna find out about this guy. I gotta see if there's danger happening in the other room,
or just a good interview.
It's possibly just a good interview, but I'll tell you what. There's a lot of unruly's out there. There's a lot of long braids, if you know what I'm saying, Lou. And I think you do. You live near T-Neck. You've been outside T-Neck. Did you find the song?
Yeah, I did.
Give it.
I had to make sure this was it.
This should be your theme song. Lou.
If anyone runs a bar and sees Lou Whiskey drinking at it, please.
You see Lou Whiskey drinking, put this on. Damn, wait, you hear the buildup on this. I feel nice. You look nice.
Damn, Lou. This has got to be a new theme song.
But just the chorus. Actually, Lou, I need you on production level to cut this song where I tell you here. Not cut it, but I mean like the snippet we need for all forever. It's when the chorus kicks in.
You want me to drop, make fun of myself,
oh,
drop
this is
forever?
Fucking, Gangnam Style.
Oh, yeah.
Gangnam Style.
Oh, damn.
I was trying to find the American Dad clip. It's the best.
Oh, DJ Lou. How you like me now? How you like it now? How you like me now? Give it. Where'd you get that body from? Where'd you get that body from? Where'd you get that body from? He got it from his daddy. He got it from my daddy. He got it from my daddy.
This has got to be in the next edit on a live show. I
got it from my daddy. I'm taking a week off. I'm not doing this bullshit.
All right. No, you don't mean that. You're going to cut that right there. Where'd you get that body from?
No, I'm not going to make
look how it just goes. Daddy, 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 daddy.
I'm not going to help you humiliate me anymore.
We're not.
Oh, my God, dude.
We're just saying you're fucking built.
This is day three of humiliation.
We're going to move forward.
I'm embarrassed.
We're going to move forward. Lou, we're going to move forward. We're going to talk about the lovely scene we saw out front.
Jim Jones is here. There's a bunch of people around him. You know what that means. Mass suicide.
Yeah. This guy has sold him on a fucking ideology. Well, Jim Jones, the cult leader.
Dead.
From poison.
Jim Jones, the rapper.
In serious right now.
In the building. When we were outside, we saw him pull up. And I got to say, this was really cool. Yeah. We really witnessed an awesome moment. So I don't know. What was that school? That was such a nice graduation gown. That might be like a doctorate or something.
Yeah, it looked like it was.
He looked a little bit older, too, so it might have been like a doctorate or something. Anyway, they were in Del Frisco's. It was this black guy wearing like this very fancy graduation robe and a bunch of women he was with, these like middle-aged black ladies who were all, and they saw Jim Jones, and Jim Jones went over and like took a picture with him and shook his hand, I'm like, man, I was like, we just watched.
That was such a
cool
moment.
What a cool moment for this guy. He just got his degree and like he walks out and like a rapper he clearly likes is like there. And
yeah, because you could tell he was excited to take the picture.
Yeah,
cool.
He walked over with like, he was doing this. He was doing like when he saw there was Jim Jones, he was doing that like, no yeah. way, man. Is this cool. happening right now? It was so neat.
Yeah, it was really cool to watch that. And then Jay and I were laughing because as we walked in, we were like going by and they're setting it up in the fishbowl for an interview with Jim Jones. And he's just on his phone. And Jay and I were like, man, famous people really just want to be doing other stuff.
It
really
doesn't, great?
Doesn't
it's
affect
so
them.
Great when you see anyone like that, like getting their hair done to go do some kind of major movie. And they're just on their phone going like playing solitaire.
Yeah, they're like, I just want to get home.
Like, yeah, it's
I
like,
want to get home and watch my shows.
It's just work. Yeah. Is this a Jim Jones song? Put it on.
Jim Jones and Migos.
What's his most what's his most popular thing?
Well, this has 14 million.
Okay, I think you just want to see the Migos.
This is from 5 months ago. This is the song We Set the Trends.
Migo,
Big J,
been having that shit,
Soda. Jacob.
That watermelon's really good.
Got it from
my goddamn cup.
Got it from his daddy.
Google it, Christine.
We set the trends. Bringing it in. Bringing it in. I'ma have to go.
Oh, this is Migo music.
Oh, dude, I'd love to make phone noises as my ad lib. Hello? 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 Hello?
You can do the Kardashian oak.
No, I don't want to speak your fucking desert war yells.
Dude, it must suck to be the other Migos guy.
He's like, huh, isn't he good?
No, I think all the Migos are like,
they're
doing
all
their
delicious.
Own thing.
I don't know, man. The guy who's just doesn't look good in the clothes ever.
Yeah, the guy that puffy, he's got my body. And it's like puffing out on like the tight designer clothes.
Now, Jim Jones, I can appreciate. I'll tell you what he was rocking right now. He's a big old gold wallet chain. Had no problem with
Whoa.
That. You didn't see that?
Yeah, no, I didn't.
No, and here at the studio, I mean.
Oh, he was?
Yeah, yeah. He's got. You didn't see that? Lou, you saw that big gold wallet chain.
Do you notice wallet chains faster than other people, do you think?
It's possible.
You're like, fucking good chain, dude. I didn't know you were a chain, bro.
Here he goes. First nigga come through True Religion. Got my money back up, put a kilo on my neck, man. This shit is worth like
two pitches. Come through dripping. First nigga move, I'ma hit him. The next nigga. I feel like
I like it. Boy, I ain't here talk no. He's rapping. He's not doing that fucking. Come on, yeah.
You should go into you should go
wallet chain.
Wallet chain. I'm just saying.
He's wearing one in the video. Look.
Yeah. You should go interrupt the interview and be like, "Hey, wallet chain to wallet chain. I like your verse on the Migos song.
I like your thing.
Do you think his is attached to nothing too?
It's not. It was attached to a wallet, Christine, with a lot of money. Jacob, find out when Jim Jones is done doing this super special high security situation. If he wants to come in here and talk to two dudes in sweatshirts.
Yeah, ask him. We need you to Mission Impossible into that fishbowl.
Jacob, and I want you to go over there, honestly, chest out. I mean, really big dick it. Really corporate white guy over there.
Hey, what's up? What's up? Did you guys call your POs? Okay. Who's running the show over here?
All right. See, a lot of you guys probably have ankle bracelets on. All right. Why don't I... hey, Jim?
Raise your hand if you don't have a firearm. Hey, Jim. Jimbo.
Yeah.
Jimmy Jam.
Yeah, where's security for security? You know what I mean? All right.
All right. Seriously, guys.
Christine, are you going to go down there and white girl it? You can go put it on the glass for him? Yeah, Christine goes down there and slaps ass on the fucking fishbowl for him. Yeah, give it to him. Boom,
plack, plack. That's all they hear on their side. They don't hear the laugh. They just hear boom, boom.
He goes, "Oh, girl, putting her booty hole up on the glass.
She's touching booty hole."
Now you're covering your ass like DJ Lou.
Mike Cannon's here. Mike Cannon's just getting pushed around out there.
I don't know, guys. I'm just looking for a radio show.
I have a YouTube special.
What you fucking looking at, boy?
Shut up, motherfucker.
What's up, cop face?
What's in your pockets? He's like, "Stop, please stop."
Oh, poor Cannon's got to walk through a gauntlet right now.
No, it's always cool when there's really famous people there because it makes the lobby important when it's normally never
it
important.
It does look to us. I'm like, oh, you were able to get through. Okay, welcome. Congratulations. You've made the bonfire.
Well, you're lucky to be here. This is there's a lot of security to get back here.
Congratulations.
When normally it just looks like a normal office with no one at the front.
Oh, we talk about it a little bit on the... on the pre-record, so we don't have to like harp on it here. But I died last night on Skanks. No,
Jay went to the other side.
No, I just passed. I didn't pass out even. I was like going down. I didn't lose any time. Well, I know exactly. I just didn't know. What I didn't know was that my head went that low. So maybe if Lewis didn't say anything, I was going to go out, which would have been funny. But Lewis was just like, I remember I took the dab, I blew it out, and then I started like.
And then you nodded.
Kind of like not. And then Lewis was like, "Are you okay?" I go, "Am I?
I don't know.
I was like, what is it showing? I was like, what's it look like on camera? Does it look on camera bad?"
Anyone that's done a knifer knows that's just an old weed nod.
That's it.
Jack, a.k.a. Be Kind Rewind, edit extraordinaire, put the clip up.
Yeah.
And I was like, "Whew."
If I saw my friend, that would scare me.
Your hand absolutely, twitching? I was like, "Oh, son of a bitch."
I just had no oxygen in my brain. I was just going down.
And then in the sky, I was like, "Jason, but I return to Skanks."
I said this on the show, too. I think my butane dab days are over. You know, I'm just going to do electric dabs. I'll do the electric dabs.
I'm Dan Soder, and I love the party, but I don't love dabs.
Yeah, I know.
I'm Dan's.
I cannot breathe.
I represent Dan's Against Dabs. Here at Dan's Against Dabs, we're trying to stop all of our friends from getting sick.
Dan's V. Dabs? I reference you to Dan V. Dabs.
It's a super pack that I started.
What's this, Jacob?
What's up with you printing out all these things, dude?
What is this for?
It's for a sponsor.
It's another thing you got to do later.
In between.
Yeah.
On a break.
Yes.
On our downtime.
Yes.
Christine's coming in. We made it through Jim Jones. I guess Mike Cannon.
Mike Cannon! How cool is it? How cool did it look like coming to the show today? Did you feel fucking special?
Sit over there, Mikey. Nice.
New special out right now, White Privilege Homeless, available on YouTube, youtube.com/Mike Cannon Comedy.
Damn, dude.
Also listen to the podcast here, The Scenario, Feeney, Sagalo. That's fucking crew.
Sag Daddy with the rap song and the credits, too.
I love Sagalo, but I can't watch sincere rapping from a friend. I can listen to it.
Is there a video
of
it now?
The videos. Yeah, the video is something
like
else.
When he does any like hand, I'm like, shut up.
The palms to the air, like, shoulders up.
It's not as bad as Katy Perry with the Migos. You know that one where she's like...
oh, that's like the cringiest.
Wait, it's like
Katie and I were talking about that, where she's like, oh, and she made an earnest dab.
He made an earnest video.
Yeah, here you go, Sag Daddy, dude. Here it is, right here.
Sag Daddy, duh, God.
Outside of Dangerfields, which is still shut down,
shuttered, but with the headshots,
dude. Someone needs to. one of our rich friends,
Nancy Redman.
One of our rich friends needs to buy that place and run it like a good club.
It's such a good
that
club.
Room is
that
sick. Room is
it's
sick.
Awesome. Tell
it's
Lewis.
It's so cool.
Tell Lewis to sink all of his money.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dangerfields is the spot.
That place
peanut
also
peanut shells on the floor.
Yeah.
That's Lewis's big comedy club idea.
Peanut shells on the floor?
Yeah, real lived in kind of place.
We're gonna have some of the comics sleep there, the younger ones will. So he filmed this for your...
I mean, he didn't. I had nothing to do with the video. I didn't sanction it, but I certainly asked him to do a hip hop song for the closing credits. Thinking not only is he like shockingly okay at it,
he is. We listened to it on the bonfire.
He can really string together some words. He's pretty solid.
Absolutely.
But I also thought it was like a funny thing. He was in the intro of my last one. I thought it would be funny for him to rap me out.
You guys are close friends.
Yeah, yeah.
It's fucking awesome.
Yeah, but then he showed me this.
Oh man, you didn't know this was coming.
I mean, he told me he shot something, but I assumed it was going to be like in the vein of funny, humorous comedy.
And
but,
then this is for real.
Straight up Dawson's Creek frosted tips right in front of a closed down Dangerfields.
Sag Daddy to God.
Yo, rip that shit, Christine.
Should we get Jim Jones in here to see what he thinks of it?
Yes.
I mean, that'd be.
Is anyone checking on Jim Jones coming in? Yeah, like, nobody is, is there? We have no respect here.
Oh no, is he doing
Bonfire, but Jim and Sam, I'm curious. Do I need a hype man to come with me? What's up? I'm serious.
Stuff in the beginning. I didn't know we got a shout out.
Also, did he call it the Bonfire with Jim and Sam? Because I'll hunt that fucking asshole down.
What's up? You can go check on Jim
you
Jones.
You go get Jim Jones?
You want me to check for real?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just see if
tell him
can,
we have an emerging artist.
Tell him we're watching our just tell him we're comedians.
We're watching our white friend rap and would love an opinion.
Oh my god, dude, if Sagalo found out Jim Jones came and fucking ripped his video apart.
No, I understand. Whenever he's done.
Well, we can rewatch the video.
No, pull him out of the fishbowl where those people are all watching, Jacob. Sorry, we have a white show. Takes a little precedent.
Also,
what did this guy just say?
He goes, Jay likes your verse with the Migos.
Who the fuck is Jay?
He said that shit was nice.
Yeah, he goes, all right, man. All right, start, because if he calls it the Bonfire with Jim and Sam, I'm a fucking suplex.
I think he says whether I'm at the Bonfire or Jim and Sam in Sirius.
Okay.
I think that's it.
You know what I mean? Like, I feel like I'm just standing here. It doesn't feel good.
Yeah.
Like, Sag Daddy. I'm just waiting to start. Whether at the Bonfire or Jim and Sam, I'm curious. Do I need a hype man to come with me up a serious? I'm serious. The doubt
I think he might
like
say
Howard
with Jim and Sam.
No, he doesn't. He says or.
Space for rent. Fucking tell Lewis.
I'm about to text Lewis and Rebecca right now and get Rebecca back to New York and be like, let's just
run
do it.
Run Dangerfield.
Yeah. We've been talking about
it. You just see if she'll
so
move back
long.
Before you find out if it's available still.
Oh,
she'll move
space
back.
For rent, though.
Huh?
It did say space for rent in the Sagalo video.
I guarantee all the furniture is in there.
They didn't
I'm
going to
text him right now.
That old host is probably still
Rodney
living
Dangerfield's
there.
Death.
Chario.
He goes,
he belongs to the building now.
Yeah. He's like, I'm telling you, this kid's rapping outside my doors. I've never been more embarrassed for another comedian.
I'll be a part owner of opening up new Dangerfields. Dude. Let's just name it after another, like, let's name it Wolfberg's. After Dennis Wolfberg. Like a more
or Hamburger.
Hamburgers.
Hamburgers.
You know you get a hamburger? You can't even get a hamburger? It's just all stand-up?
Shucky Duckies.
Unrelated. By the way, it's all stand-up. It's all stand-up with catchphrases. Every comic up there has to be like, and whoom, pow, I saw it coming.
Instead of Mike DiStefano as a backdrop, it's Dane doing the sofa.
Yeah, everyone have a gimmick. Dude, he's just got his Dunkin' Donuts iced coffee down there.
Yeah, man, product placement.
He's living life.
He's just filming the...
All right, give it, play it. Paul Mercurio in the background, shout out.
Shout out. Emmy Award winner.
I'm just standing
there. Oh, Kevin,
there.
Kevin, what's his name, Jr.?
I'm just waiting to start. Whether at the Bonfire or Jim and Sam, I'm curious. Do I need a hype man to come with me up at Sirius? I'm serious. The doubters will learn like Howard, I'm stern. My racial success is my essence, Steve Byrne. The fuck you thinking, you little twinks? This ain't Nicky singing. This ain't for Bob. I murdered Saget, sent him packing. Really, my bag's spinning like I'm hyperventilating. And I'm hating every Amy ever since my mic was taken. Now I'm always packing and
I kind of like, it's like a lot of inside comedy references, which I like. But.
Well, I asked him specifically. I was like, do you think you could make a comedy-centric rap? I gave it to him as a challenge. I was like, I think that would be funny. to play out my my special. And obviously all those references are like,
I was gonna make Jim Jones really turn his head. He goes, what are any of these things? He goes,
I don't know who this guy
Bob Saget, Full House guy.
He goes, he's dead.
Did he die? Somebody wrote a song about that?
Shattering my world.
Hey, y'all, can you give me a second? He goes, yo, hey, AFV. AFV every night, every Sunday, man. Giving away $10,000.
Remember that one thing in Half Baked? Damn.
Remember when that bird flew into the house and then the mom missed and she won $10,000? Man, that was my favorite video.
God bless him, but it's... You know why it's God bless him also? Because he's putting it out there. He knows.
Yeah.
We're all going to see it.
He knows we live in the shadows.
He's ready. I feel this.
I have to make, he knows we hunt.
This is the same decision I had to make when I got a nose ring in my 30s. Yeah. It was like, you have to come out. Goes, they're going to say stuff about it, but like, what are you going to do, dude?
You have to give him credit. As such a sensitive, open wound, he is routinely putting himself out there.
Thanks for trying, dog.
No?
He might come in.
Yeah, he might come in when he's done.
Nice.
Nice.
Hell yeah. Pause this rap then, maybe?
Maybe let the whole thing rock fresh.
And you didn't know he was doing the music video.
I mean, he told me he was filming something. I didn't know it was going to be on the stoop. And when he told me in front of Dangerfields, I was like, oh, that's hilarious. I didn't know he was going to be sexy facing in front of Kevin Brennan's old headshot.
He's like, what you know about that?
Okay, here's what we should probably do right now. Christine, can you bring up a Wikipedia on Jim Jones so we can find out anything before we have him come in here?
You need to download. I just go, remember you had
that one, I like that one song you were on with the Migos. He goes, do you like any other songs?
Ballin' from the New York Giants 08 season.
That
was
huge.
That was a big one. Yeah.
I'm ballin'.
Yeah, that was huge
and
for the G-Man.
And Alpha. I loved it.
That's kind of, I mean, and Dipset, right? He's a part of Dipset.
Yeah, he is. He's Dipset.
Oh, this guy's straight Dipset.
Well
then, let's become fans. Then we got about we got 35 minutes to become fans. Yeah.
What do you want me to say? What did you?
At the end of the interview, do you go? By the way, dude, we're brand new fans.
He goes, now I'm a fan of the newer stuff.
You said you liked the song, so I thought.
Dude, I did like the song.
We Fly High shaped me as a man.
Watching his videos doing nothing, please put it on so I can hear it. So when he comes in, I could be like mouthing the words. We Fly High.
This kind of just looks like a Schultz vlog. Yeah. It's just in front of private jets with open briefcases.
That's Schultz's inspo.
Yeah.
Because for the Giants.
I really want a Jim Jones this video. Yeah, dude, I also like, We Fly High is like early use of green screen.
Yes.
It's like Wayne's World green screen.
It is.
He's like, we're in Delaware.
Christine, can you bring up Sag Daddy the God on Wikipedia, and then can we just continuously ask Jim Jones questions if those are his facts?
Pray for Rain, dude, is such a cool name. Pray. The new Roman numeral 4, and then Rain, R-E-I-G-N. Come on.
That's pretty dope.
Pray for Rain. What a great album.
His middle name's Guillermo.
I'm a fan now. And Guillermo?
His middle name's Guillermo, so we could tease him about that. He'll probably love that.
Yeah, he probably definitely will swing on us.
Hey, Guillermo. More like Gay-ermo. Anyway, what's that one song with the Migos?
And then Lou's got to rip off his shirt to clean up the spill of blood.
The Diplomats.
Oh, he's friends with Cameron.
Everyone knows that, you idiot.
I love Hey Ma.
That, he has nothing to do with that. Don't say that.
Cameron?
No.
Just talk to him.
Jim Jones.
That was such a good...
So your friend Cameron used to be good at basketball.
Such a good spin out. She goes, nice. Oh, Cameron.
Of all fucking days for Black Lou to be out. What the fuck?
Good, dude.
Can somebody text Black Lou and see if he knows anything about Jim Jones?
I love that he dresses like a husband from Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Yeah.
The blazer with the untucked button up and the jeans.
Honestly, I could do 15 minutes on how did you come up with Pray for Rain?
That's sick, dude.
What an album title.
He was definitely a fan. He was watching like a Sean Kemp documentary and was like, Rain Man.
Yeah. Yeah,
Rain, and it's his Rain.
Wait, he really was the Rain Man. I forgot Sean Kemp was, and then he was just coming in women.
Dude, just dropping loads really and eating burgers, dude. That was fucking life.
He had so many kids. That was so cool.
Oh, should we ask him actual Jim Jones, the cult leader, questions?
Now, you led the People's Temple for 9 years. What was it like when you lived in Ukiah, California? Do you know where you got your start?
Do you know what would destroy us? And I mean, this is three comedians in a room. What would destroy us if you did that? If his response was, he goes, oh, yeah, never heard that before. Dude, that is the worst thing a comic could ever hear. And they go, never that before. He goes, well,
I'll see that and I'll throw cool black eye energy on it, where he goes, this motherfucker over here, people's temple jokes. Like, that ain't been done.
Think it's the first time I heard that shit.
Yeah. Oof. He goes, hey, what, you drinking the Kool-Aid? All right, I gotta get out of here. And you're like, I can't walk.
I like you're really pulling off a pink sweatshirt.
Hey, I'm balling. Get the fuck out of here.
We fine.
He pushes the side.
Migos, that's all with the Migos.
Migos, assemble. He's coming like Voltron.
We got another one, Doughboy.
Oh, sick. Turn it up.
This is new, though, dude.
It is.
Didn't Migos just break up, though, the two of them?
Yeah, I heard they unfollowed each other.
That's
on Instagram.
Right, yeah. They had a conscious uncoupling on social media.
Yeah, that was the big
conscious
cross.
Uncoupling.
Yo, at this time, the Migos have decided to consciously uncouple. But we still ballin'. Catch us in the club. Listen, we're bringing Jim Jones in to break down Brendan Sagalow.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we don't have to ask a ton of questions, but we should act like we've been to the fucking party. I mean,
I understand what you're saying, but it doesn't have to be inside the actor's studio.
It doesn't. No.
What's your favorite
word? Listen, I'm proud of myself. I've recognized him outside.
If you meet... Yeah,
that's good.
Jim Jones. For not knowing any songs by, like, name or anything, like, I'm like, that's pretty good.
If you met God in heaven, what would you hope he says to you?
What's your favorite curse word?
What's your favorite sexual innuendo?
Jim Jones.
If you could say something to Hitler, what would it be?
He goes, 2006, pray for rain. What did you pray for? What was Jim Jones praying for?
Why use the number, the Roman numeral 4, when it's your first album?
What's the 4? What's it for? Who's it for?
Bradley Cooper sitting in the audience.
Yeah, and like, oh, shit. That was my favorite when Louis talked shit about that and then went on the Tonight Show. I was like, I have to apologize because Bradley Cooper's like just in the audience, because I guess Louis did a late night show and he was like, you never see famous actors in that class.
Oh, shit.
And then he went back on and he's like, so I was wrong.
Jim Jones. Been,
yeah.
Jim Jones, face might tattoos, smash or trash?
Trash. A girl with a big old donk. Lou, get up, shape your donk.
Damn, Lou, why don't you show Jim Jones your piece, dude?
I told you, don't embarrass me in front of company.
I'm sorry, you're right. That's in-house. I apologize.
Is it good?
Lou's got a peach.
Nice. No, he doesn't. He doesn't. We tweeted it.
There
out.
It is.
Oh, wow.
That guy's got a fucking apple.
That's some deep shadows underneath.
That guy's got an apple.
Yeah, dude.
You can't. If Flo Rida was in here, he would fucking head would explode.
Let's just say no ants are free climbing that.
Nah, you definitely got to screw in on that one.
Yeah, that's fucking.
You got to anchor yourself on that.
There's no ants free solo. You'll be my curry. I'll be your rice.
My name is P.S. Wall. Get to the part, dude.
It's rare to see something that hairy have that much shape.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Typically hairy asses are
shovels. I think even from the hair, it's a giveaway that it's not Lou.
Lou, where'd you get that booty from?
I just thought that's where
where'd
it all migrated.
Where'd you get that booty from?
It all went down south. I got it from my daddy. I got it from my daddy. I got it. He wants this to be his new theme song, and he's not down with it. I got it from my daddy. I got it from my daddy. Yeah, I've never, back to Sagalow rapping. I've never had a friend. DeRosa, maybe, is the only one that's pursued music earnestly in
he
a way.
He pursued sandwiches earnestly.
Yeah, dude. Well, that was even a thing where he's like, I'm going to do sandwiches. And you're like, okay. And then he does it and you're like, okay.
Yeah.
Killer. I'm jumping back into folk rock.
Yeah.
Joe did music pretty earnestly. And then there was the other comic that... he might do comedy still. Tom, what the hell was his name? He rapped also. Christine.
Tom McCaffrey.
But he did comedy rap.
That's right.
Only.
Yeah.
Do you think we could get him to battle rap Brendan Sagalow?
So do you remember that kid Z, who used to produce for Bobby Kelly's podcast, also used to help out for History Hyenas? He's a battle rapper, and we're actually going to have him on Here's the Scenario to battle Sagalow.
Oh. Is Sagalow nervous?
He said it like, yeah, totally. And I'm going to show him some of his clips because this guy is like legitimately talented and also performs in those like garages where everybody is piled on top of each other.
Yeah, it's like Lionheart.
I worked with a guy. I forget his name. I wish I could remember it. But we were both PAs on Impractical Jokers and he would get stopped on the street. He was a battle rapper and he would get stopped on the street with people being like, oh, dude.
No shit. Let me tell you, there's nothing harder than sitting through someone amateur rapping at you while you're not into it And you're like, oh, fuck, that's so cool.
And so everyone goes, look at you with your face. With your face and your eyes. Goofy ass nose, motherfucker, gonna look at me.
Shoes, do's, and goos. And you're like, I don't, what am I supposed to do right now?
This got a cool shirt like a dirt, made a burp, yo, flirt.
Jeans. I went, you're like, I gotta get out of here. Can I leave? Can I leave this?
People asking you to watch comedy is pretty, like their own comedy.
Oh. I get sent clips very often, like, watch this, and then I guess you'll probably want me to open for you next time you're in Seattle or whatever. Check this out.
Hey, but why don't you put this up your snooter and then give me a call?
I gave $20 to a guy, which I wonder if you could find him on YouTube or anything, but I remember the name for sure. It was Pontiac. And I know that because when I was walking back from to the hotel from the club, me and John Carden was with me.
Mm-hmm.
There was just a black dude on the street with, I mean, like a 4-amp setup, just standing in front of a closed restaurant and just be like, Pontiac all day, the funniest, most explosive entertainer in the world. I'm explosive. Pontiac, all right, yo. I goes, look at this dude, this guy over here. He goes, he's walking. You never know when you just be walking?
Dude, oh, so
man, walking's crazy. But he goes I do it all, man. I play guitar. He goes, but you ever notice, this is a joke, he goes, you ever notice you, he goes, you can only do one or the other? He goes, I can play guitar for a guy who can sing, or I can sing for a guy who can play guitar. He goes, I cannot play guitar and sing. Pontiac, most explosive comedian.
That's genius. You never have to I do gave $20.
By the way, I gave him $20.
Yeah.
Or I actually had John's. I'm nervous. I'm not nervous, but I'm just like weirded out by that. I'm like, can you go give him like $20? He goes, yeah, I'll give it to him. And gave him $20. He didn't even acknowledge it. He just kept talking. He goes, Pontiac, most explosive comic in the world. And he just looked down at his bowl and saw the 20. He goes, all right, but that's it for me tonight, y'all. I got to get it. And he wrapped up immediately after that 20. He made it all.
You gave him money light.
Yeah.
Here's 20. Why don't you go home?
That's enough for dinner. Yeah, I'm out.
That's spot pay.
He literally goes, and all right, y'all. There's no, it's just me and John Carden.
He goes, we have filled the thermometer and hit our goal. We're done. We're going to power down.
Oh, we were like, yeah, Pontiac. And he was like, all right, I'm going to wrap it up.
Pontiac Sunburst.
Is there a comedian named Pontiac at all?
I'm looking up comedian Pontiac. It's just bringing up comedians from Pontiac.
Oh, shit. How about Pontiac the comedian?
Kent State's reputation in the fashion industry is something you would hear from everyone when you're in New York City.
I will say we're quite well known for being hard workers.
Kent is really known for delivering well-rounded students.
Kent has one of the most prestigious fashion programs in the U.S. and also internationally ranked.
Our alumni are in every corner of the industry, every job position that you can imagine.
They all are ready. They have all the courses. They have everything under their belt.
Hey guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our awesome sponsors over here at the Bonfire, and of course that is Metro by T-Mobile. Listen, we all know life is full of yada yada, calling customer service and trying to sign up for a new program or plan or any kind of subscription, and you get a whole bunch of nonsense and long paperwork and contracts you can't get out of, pricier subscription prices going up. I know you've dealt with yada yada before, like when companies have those sneaky gotchas hidden deep in the fine print or bills that seem to keep going up for no dang reason. Or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have elsewhere and your seat probably reclines. And yes, it is possible to outsmart yada yada, like triple checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already included. But listen, you don't take yada yada in life, so don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and no yada yada. Nada. Yada yada. Stop at one of over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide right now.
Tired of fighting your kids to make their bed? Say hello to Betty's. The unique design lets your kids make their bed with just a zip. Our patented bedding includes everything you need: a fitted sheet, top sheet, and comforter in one seamless piece that zips together. Kids love the feeling of accomplishment when they can make their bed by themselves every day. Make your mornings easier and visit beddys.com. That's BEDDYS.com.
Guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our awesome sponsors over here at the Bonfire. And of course, that is Prize Picks, everybody. Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. You can win 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. It's very simple. You're picking more or less than the projected stats on 2 to 6 players. If you pick right, you win. That's it. For example, Tyrese Maxey. Maybe it says he'll score 13 points tonight. If you pick more and he scores more, you win. You pick less, he scores less, you win. It's that easy. You against the numbers only. You could turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Download the app today and use code BONFIRE for a first deposit match of up to $100. That's code BONFIRE for a first deposit match of up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Street performer.
I don't know if he's uploading his shit to YouTube. If he's,
I'll
using
tell you what,
four amps.
Yeah. Four amps.
I mean, that's a setup.
By the way, he had 4 amps, and I'm not bullshitting you. A fucking Elvis mic. He had a fucking Doobie Doo.
He was crooning.
I don't know what it is, but it's
he had every second year comics tattoo, Mike.
Yeah.
Yes. Remember that, Mike?
Yeah.
Oh, it was right before you got behind it. The comedy tragedy faces.
Oh my god. Dude, so funny when they show it off at a mic and they're like, yeah, I'm going to make this commitment. So I got this microphone tattooed on me.
That's right.
So now I can never fuck. You don't have a microphone.
I have a embarrassing comedy tattoo, but it's not a microphone. It's the Grim Reaper doing stand up in a Richard Pryor pose. It's bad, but I like it.
For details.
Yeah,
it's got levels to it.
Yeah, dude.
You got levels.
I don't even really know what it means.
You just wanted a tattoo.
I just wanted a tattoo.
And you wanted people to know you do comedy.
Yeah, I suppose I did. Yeah,
I'm coming from the Dark Lord.
I'll do this till I die.
What's the deal with tormented souls?
My tattoos.
It's like you created, you did all that sin in yourself.
My tattoos are far too serious what they are, but I haven't tried to combine like a series. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I have a bunch of skull things, but I don't have one with like a spinning bow tie or something.
Well, my whole
a propeller hat.
Yeah, my full back. I have a full back
clown makeup on a skull.
I'm shoulder to shoulder all the way down of an Alfred E. Newman.
Dude, I was
in old
destined.
English it says what me worry.
I got live, laugh, love across my back.
Damn, dude.
I was destined for a shit tattoo for something that I was
gonna
do.
I have of course.
Because when I played hoops, I was gonna get like a net from my neck down to my arm.
What?
And like a basketball in the middle of it.
You
I was
would
like,
have regretted
bad
that.
Ass, dude.
How, number one, how old were you when you wanted to get
18.
That?
18.
And
18,
how
yeah.
long did you think that was a badass idea?
Over 4 months minimum.
Wow.
Like 4 months of being like, this is, because in my head, it was like with a different body.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like when you I pictured my tattoos, I was not me.
Create a character on NBA.
Every tattoo yeah. I have is I pictured on a yes. much better body.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Dude, I thought I was going to walk in and get a bear claw on my shoulder and then all these women are just going to throw pussy at me. And then I had to get fucking tribal around it. And then yeah. it just looked like if I had my shirt off, you'd be like, that guy, there's a good chance he's on meth.
Yeah, there's I was never going to get like white boy on my knuckles like Jason Williams, but he was my guy. I almost
coolest white
got
guy
that,
of all time.
I almost got that Black Panther on my arm with the claws.
With, what about
the skin.
Deco?
Dude.
Now, I'll say this.
Oh, yeah.
And we've had this argument. Coolest white guy of all time. My
Jason Williams.
He says Jason Williams. He's my mine. Challenge is Everlast. Oh. But now we're talking Everlast. Now we're back in the white rap again. Now, do you think Everlast is friends when he was younger and he started doing white rap? Or
but he lost a white beef, Everlast. He picked rap beef with Eminem, and Eminem like mopped him. He destroyed
him
in a couple tracks. Yeah, yeah. Eminem
he like went after it. Was like
went after him.
It was when Eminem was very unknown. Oh, really?
Yeah.
It was huge.
Yeah, yeah. And I think he may have said like, "I created this dude. I'm the reason that he can even exist," which I think is like partly true.
Sure. Yeah.
But I think he went at it disrespectfully in Eminem, you know, at the most sensitive drug induced moment of his
dude,
life.
Dude, can you imagine getting a Eminem at his peak hyped up on drugs and you're like, yeah, fuck him. He's like, what did you say? You didn't want to screw up his order to Chili's.
Yes.
He's like, I didn't order this and you're like, oh fuck. are you going to destroy me on a song? I'm so sorry. I thought you had the chicken Caesar salad.
Well, Everlast, I think even before like Kid Rock popped up, Everlast had to make that change from being like hip hop,
which is so funny. The day he chooses to do that, where one day he's like, "Yo, jump around," and the next day he's like, "Man, it's tough out here." He just wakes up. He's like, "Now I'm sad. I was badass. Now it's a little cloudier.
Now I've gained perspective."
Yeah. "I woke up and saw a different view.
Can you hand me my axe? I want to work some of this axe.
I have been appropriated.
Yeah. Now I don't want to jump around. Now I want to sit and think."
Hunt doodle.
This song is all over TikTok right now.
No
this?
Kidding.
Oh, some yeah. rules.
What's the trend?
Because the abortion part.
Oh.
All right. What a bummer.
What's the abortion part? It just says repeal Roe v. Wade.
Yeah, Everlast is super pro-life. He goes, "Life begins at conception, and that's just a fact.
You know, if
you're willing to have sex, then you should have to take it to term."
Settled science.
Yeah.
Mary got pregnant by a guy named Thompson. He was in love.
And he said, "Well, maybe you should have got married, and then this wouldn't have been a problem." Yeah.
"You said you were on the pill, slut. Leaving. I'm out."
Dude, pro-life Everlast.
Dude, my favorite thing about the argument with the fucking... When they go, "Oh, if you know what, if men can get pregnant, there'd be abortion clinics in every street corner." He goes, "Yeah, because we'd have to deliver a baby out of our dick holes." We're all going to get abortions. There will be no more babies.
And then just
God, I got pregnant. I got to go get this thing taken care of. I have to shoot it out of my dick.
I'm going
to
get blown open like a birthday cake.
It's going to look like the Gorgon fucking mouth from
like
Stranger Things.
Ate a deer. Yeah. It's just the hands poking out of your dick.
Please don't make me fucking alien tongue.
I love when they say that. They're like there'd be an abortion clinic. He goes, "Yeah, there would. Oh my God, nonstop.
Maybe if you weren't a whore." And like, Everlast.
Baby's coming out of your dick like Ace Ventura out of the rhino. God. Its face
honestly,
is mushy.
Maybe Mary should have swallowed some of the load. Yeah. I'll tell you right now, Ace Ventura falling out of that fake rhino's asshole, possibly the hardest I've ever laughed in a movie theater. I was 10.
It was my senior quote in high school. Kind of hot in these rhinos.
Hot in those rhinos.
Hot in these rhinos. That's great. It's a great senior quote.
Rhinos.
Yeah, dude, when he came out, I just remember being fucking in the...
Dying.
Like, in the movie theater, just being like...
For the noises he was making and
oh
shit.
Oh my God, he's coming out all sweaty. Yeah.
He's pulling tubes and shit.
Jim Carrey, specifically from like 8 to 11-year-old boys, could just get him fucking riled up.
Dude,
you're like,
that was James Harden on the Rockets. High usage rate. Give this guy the rock and get the fuck out of the way.
But isn't that the great best, though? It's perspective in life, too, because it's got to be when you heard it. A zillion stand-up comics who remember Jim Carrey from the Comedy Store are watching the thing and they go like, "He's talking out of his ass, like in a movie. Like, wow. Right. Wow. Yeah. It's so funny to talk out of your ass."
I just broke down the Gulf War.
You see exactly. You see the rest of us are all like punching tables and he's coming out of a rhinoceros ass.
And
it's like,
and he's going like, "Oh, you boo-boo. Oh, you boo-boo."
And like, I wrote a thing.
Oh, I love it.
I wrote a serious piece.
Yeah.
Layered.
This guy
topical.
But I fucking loved this.
My dad hated Jim Carrey and Adam Sandler, and I realized it's because of that, because he was a not successful actor, and he saw them doing noises and was like, they can't do anything.
Oh, see, that's what's fun about being raised by an alcoholic with no aspirations, or I wasn't raised, but when I'd hang out with him and I'd play
Adam. You know someone got kicking with an alcoholic who happens to be your father?
You ever hang out with a guy that's, it kind of feels court-ordered? I would play Adam Sandler, and he'd be like, "This is so funny." And I'd be like, "Yeah, dude, this rules." Ode to my car. And my dad's like, "I've had a piece of shit car." Stirring a drink with his fucking index finger. Mm-hmm. And he goes, "Who is this guy?" He's like Foxworthy, but he's like a little dirtier. I like that. We used to listen to Jerky Boys together.
That's nice. Awesome.
Like my dad would be like, "Yeah, we'll go to fucking Best Buy. I'll buy you some Jerky Boys albums." He thought it was so funny.
No shit.
Yeah, dude, he loved it. I remember the Frank Rizzo one, the Roofing, was like the one that my dad would just, he'd be like, "Put on Roofing. Put on again."
You know the track titles?
Yeah, hey, Roof.
Put on a Pico. Pico's not home.
And he liked Tarbosh the Egyptian Magician.
Yeah.
And the Snake Bit My Eye. I remember all the hits that Gary liked.
Early, random, interesting person I hung out with probably two or three times in my life is Kamal from the Jerky Boys.
Really? That's
when
so
I
crazy.
First got to New York, he was friends with Craig Gass.
Yeah.
And then through Kamal, I met Artie Lang before he was on Stern, I think.
Even. Really? Was that weird for you as a Stern?
No, he was on Stern. I think you just got on Stern.
But you're a massive Stern fan, so when you met
no,
Artie...
No, you know what? So that's you're right. I'm wrong. It was before he was on Stern. But I knew who Artie Lang was from Mad TV. I knew.
Yeah,
like,
sure.
And movies and shit. Yeah, Dirty Work.
Beer League. Yeah.
Beer League. Yeah. Dirty mean, Work. Come on.
Beer no, League. Dirty, yeah. Dirty
Work. Beer League was later. But Dirty Work, yeah.
When you saw him, like when you... You all right?
Jake, what are you upset with us?
Oh, okay.
Crank that light back off, buddy.
Sorry. You're trying to ruin the mood.
We're vibing here. Do you want Jim Jones come in and see us all pasty and vein faced?
He's like, man, blotchy y'all, skin. How do y'all got blue veins in your forehead? but they, when he got Stern, were you like, oh shit, I know that guy, and now he's the fucking.
No, no, we weren't. We just hung out one time. We went to.
But
a
I'm
movie
saying, weren't you even pumped though? You're like, I got a movie with the guy that's in the fucking Stuttering John chair.
Yes. Yeah, I did think it was very freaking cool, but then I didn't really know Artie again until he would even remember that.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? We went to this movie together, but then Kamal hung out with a few times, did a few things. But it was just an interesting like dude who was around, very cool guy.
Dude, he was so funny. He had my favorite prank phone call, which is the one where he does the terrorist voice and he does the "shut the fuck up."
I will bomb you.
And he goes, "My family is sick. My wife, she's sick." And they go, "Sir, we can give you 20% off." He goes, "Shut the fuck up, dude." That. Even saying that out loud, I remember how hard I've laughed at that. He goes, "Will you shut the fuck up? My wife is sick." And she's like, "Sir," but then Frank, dude, my dad, we put on roofing about, yeah, roofing. Hey, I got these Mexicans up there. They slapping around that hot shit. And the guy goes, "Are you for real?"
I got to revisit this shit because this is giving me like sense memory. Like I'm remembering the driveway I was in listening to this.
Oh, for sure.
As
oh,
a
dude,
little kid.
Fucking, I loved it. God.
Juggy Gales crazy. Is one of my favorite.
Yeah.
Juggy Gales. Juggy we used to work at the Brill Building. We slapped the fucking records upside your head. Yeah. Hey, Sinatra, he died with that money, that prick.
Irwin's,
took it with him.
The Saul Rosenberg trying to get the warts removed. It was like, that's where, that's a family. When I saw him on Family Guy, I popped because I was
Brennan,
like,
yeah.
"I was like, oh shit, that's Jerky Boys."
No, oh, I didn't even know he did Family Guy.
Yeah, he does.
Oh, he does a bunch of voices on Family Guy.
No,
but
shit.
He does Saul. Brennan, but Saul, yeah, it's Saul is a not is, Saul Mort.
Mort is his first character, Saul Rosenberg.
Oh, wow.
And he would call and be like, "I got to get these silly little warts removed."
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, "What does the doctor do? Does he go in there with a knife? Oh, it sounds painful." And the woman would be like, "It's like '90s New York," so they're like, "Sir, I'm going to need to call you back. What's going on?" He's like, "All right, but am I going to be able to have my warts removed?" And they're like, "Do you have a prescription?" "Yes."
My
What's
favorite
your
thing
name?
Ever yes. did, my favorite thing ever did was with the glasses. Oh, when, when she comes back on, she goes, "I'm going to put you on hold for a second, and I'll come right back." And she comes back on. She goes, "Hello?" He goes, "Barbara?" He just calls her. He just names her. Barbara? She goes, "What?"
That's the one where it makes me laugh, where she goes, "Do you have a prescription?" And he goes, "Yes." And she goes, what's the number for it?
Fantastic, then.
Pushing it. Dude, check she out goes, fucking Jerky Boys.
Yeah. Are you free to come on 4 o'clock? Fantastic, then.
Yes.
That was one of the tapes that got swiped by my mom.
Oh, like, those mad? Yeah, my mom didn't like that I listened
yeah,
to that shit.
Jerky Boys got taken. Ice Cube got taken. I brought
Predator?
That home in like third grade.
The Predator?
I think so, first yeah. One, but yeah. It was immediately like put it on. I'm relating to it for some reason as a third grade white kid.
You're like,
my mom,
yeah,
my mom coming downstairs and see me just popping it to fucking the fuck shop, Two Live Crew. She's like, "What is this?"
Like, "Don't stop, let me see
it." It's porn rap?
Dude, my mom, my babysitter left Appetite for Destruction over, and I was like 7. And I was like, "Got it." And my mom showed up and she's like, "Why the fuck do you have a Guns N' Roses tape?" And I was like, "Cause
I rule."
I don't know. Today's Tom Sawyer. I'm singing awesome. Rush at her. She goes, "That's Rush. Get out of my face."
Today's Tom Sawyer. He gets high on
you. Dan, have you been, dude, KBPI rocks the Rockies. That's what I used to wake up to. They play Metallica and all this shit. But when I got that Guns N' Roses tape, I was like, "This is awesome."
Modern day warrior.
And Nick, my stepdad, was super into Rush. And I was like, "Dude, I listen to them on the radio." He's like, "Yeah, because you listen to a rock station. You fucking."
Well, oh my God, I've heard Rush before. Have you now?
That's exactly what it was.
The inability to recognize as an adult, like when a kid's trying to connect with you.
Oh, yeah.
I had that so many times where, like, my dad was obsessed with Eric Clapton. I sang it for him and was like, "Don't I sound like him?" And he's like, "No."
Jesus.
Like, just flatly, like, "No, you
don't."
By
the way, you make an excellent point because I shit on it all the time. I got into Jimmy Buffett to be closer to my dad. I was like, yeah, all right, dude, this is how I win you over. I was already in the Niners.
I started playing golf because of my dad. I literally was on the golf course in eighth grade. My dad's like paying more attention to his cigars than me. And I'm like, well, I did this for you, father.
I'm learning golf.
Are we all nervous that Jim Jones is actually going to come in?
Yes.
I always 100%. Want. Here's the thing. I want Sirius to give us guests, so I'm always like,
until they show
of course,
up.
And then the day of them happening, I go, I hope their limo crashes. I don't want them to come.
The day we're supposed to have Dak.
I don't want to meet them.
The day we had Dak Prescott on, I was like, do I stand? Do I sit? I don't like any of this. I don't like it.
Dude, when
and then
when,
Jay
when
came
Lil
off
Dickie,
so cool, and then he left, and then we're all like, are we all nervous?
When Lil Dicky came in and just didn't really vibe, I thought we were gonna have so much Philly talk, and he was like, "That was the best." So I go, "He goes, I live out in Cheltenham or Cheltenham, and I've always called it Cheltenham. I know what he's talking about." I go, "Oh, Cheltenham," and he goes, "Cheltenham," and I went, "Well, he hates me." Well, that's that. I thought this was gonna be a cool thing.
I thought we were gonna be best friends,
and I'd be like, "Fucking dude, how much are you loving Embiid and the Sixers?" And I remember he was like, "Yeah, I'm friends with him." You know, I was like,
cool.
We just took a picture. Right. I'm like, okay. Hey. I thought we were going to be best friends in the world, but all right.
But that's what's funny is like, even Pete's there now. The last time I saw Pete was at the Cellar, and he was like, do I see this video that Vin Diesel sent me? I was like, sure.
It's him fucking Whoopi Goldberg. Things crazy shit happens at my level of fame.
I saw a conspiracy theory tweet that someone tweeted at me, and I thought it was so funny where they were like, Pete Davidson is fucking his way up the Illuminati till he finds out who did 9/11.
Oh.
I was like, dude, that's the funniest. Awesome.
He ends at the Saudi prince.
Yeah, but I was like, dude, I saw that tweet, and I was like, dude, this is so funny.
See Pete covered up from head to toe in the Dead Sea?
Yeah.
This is really taking him on a weird path. He goes, oh, I live with a sultan now. It's gay stuff.
Anyways, me and the sheik are going to go fishing, and I'm going to confront him. Did you blow up the towers?
This food out here kills my crones.
He dexters him. He's like, this is all the fire people that died in that thing.
Yeah, so now I'm going to kill you. That'd be like if I hunted down the CEO of Bacardi. And he was like, why are you here? And I was like, why do you make rum so delicious for certain men? Do you understand?
A lot of explaining why you're using the gun as like an Italian hand thing. I don't know. I'm thinking.
It's weird.
Who's
the
blame for all this?
Rum originally was a Caribbean drink, but then you had to put it in my father's Swedish blood.
You know my dad. You know my father always wanted to be a fancy pirate. Why would you put that pirate on the cover of it?
You take
Captain Morgan, his dream?
You take Bacardi, you put that fucking bat. You put that bat in a man's face, and then you put Jimmy Buffett on. Those two slap together.
What's the Christine Cuba?
Alcoholics listening to Jimmy Buffett's like white linemen listening to Metallica before a football game. It's
yes,
going to be a
is.
Fucking problem for
that
somebody.
Is perfect.
On Thursday,
like, woo! That's alcoholics being like, "Wish it away again."
As they're screwing the top off a plastic fifth.
On Thursday, you'll hear us look up the menu to Hulk Hogan's hangout in Tampa. But I'd like to take a peek at the menu at Margaritaville.
We got to go there. We got to go eat there as a group. There's a Margaritaville.
By the way, Jacob couldn't have given you less of a positive answer to that. You know, we got to go there. He actually, this is the exact motion he did. You saw it. He goes, we got to go to Margaritaville. You pointed at Jacob. Jacob went. He made a 7 with his head.
Can't tell you what it looked like to me. It looked like a mean cat. Yeah, like, I was like, hey, do you want to come over to the couch? He goes.
Yeah, he goes, I don't. Yes.
As he slinks away.
Whatever you say, bud.
Well, he likes healthy food, but bring up the menu for Margarita.
We don't know what's happening there. They got to have something.
Yeah.
They probably got not the resort.
Not the resort, well, but I would mind staying at the resort.
No, this is the resort in Times Square, so I think that's where the...
What?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it is, because it's
the... Like Times Square is a resort now?
I'll go down there. I'll stay. Should we stay there for a... Should we stay
yes, night? Dude.
Should we stay Tuesday night into Wednesday in
yes.
Margaritaville?
Yeah. Absolutely we should, because I'll tell you what. Yeah, Tuesday nights I'm off of stuff. That would be perfect, actually. Just stay the night at Margaritaville.
That'd be so fun.
Yeah.
It's like how those people go to the old airport.
Yeah.
Staycation.
Or should we do a staycation Monday night after Skanks? You guys come back, and then we have fun, and then we wake up.
And stay at the old TWA airport.
Right? Yeah, Tuesdays were off. So we could have Margaritaville like fun time.
Christine, can you not be so garbage and be that hyped on it? She's like, oh my god, we can have nonstop coconut shrimp.
Can we do a Ouija board and try to contact my dad?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is any part of you wish you could, like, take a 24-hour hiatus from not drinking to fully enjoy that place?
Christine, stop looking at booking. Like, you mean the, if the I could go back and like bring up the menu
for 24 hours and have it
not? I thought we wanted to see how much it would cost.
I would get too emotional.
Yeah.
I'd get too emotional. If I got drunk in a place like Margaritaville, I'd cry.
Yeah.
She's looking
it's
at
like if you put on Pearl Jam's Release when I'm hammered. No. That was a guarantee. Pearl Jam Release, I'm a fucking ball. Yeah. I'm a drunken cry.
It's like me on the train home from Brokerage in Levittown. Yeah. My dad's from Levittown, so all the family stuff just surfaces.
First of all, you got to be a real funky place to be called Margaritaville based off of drinking, and you have a breakfast. They have a breakfast menu. Yes. Did you see that?
Yes. Yeah, but it should be called. It should be called. Still not done yet.
late dinner
menu.
Cracked eggs. Well, these are two fancy island style. I want to see if they do their because we were looking at Hulk Hogan's menu, and the problem is he doesn't lean into being Hulk Hogan.
Oh, that
we
sucks.
Want like the big boot burger. Yeah, we want like the big John
shirt ripping fries.
Yeah, we want the big John stud waffle. Fries.
I don't know if this happens on this menu at all. It's not going to happen until the dinner menu, and I have a feeling it might actually be all in the drinks.
Much like all comedy
clubs. All of the wordplay is going
to
be in the drinks.
Comedy clubs love to do that where they call it like
I don't know. The Laugh House, before Laugh House closed down, they had a fucking Big J Okerson or a Big J meatball sandwich. What the fuck does that even mean?
At Hulk's thing, he has a call my daughter's boyfriend the N-word Long Island iced tea.
He goes, it's a black Russian, but you won't be calling it that.
Lose your racist inhibitions, whiskey.
Yeah.
Martini.
Bubba the Love Sponge.
Yeah.
Tater tots.
Yeah.
You
bang your friend's wife hot dogs.
Caught on tape eggs. We got our caught on tape huevos. Buttermilk pancakes. This just looks like straight down the barrel. Jimmy's just letting you know what they got. Quiche for alcoholics.
Okay. That's pretty hilarious they have quiche. That's because old people are hanging out.
Yeah.
I will say one thing, too. Do you remember that Hulk Hogan video when he finished fucking his friend's wife? He takes a call from his son.
Yeah, he goes, what's up, brother?
Those guys will talk at anyone.
Kill another friend?
His honker's still hanging out, dripping with his best friend's wife's goo. And he's like, hey, what's up? Yeah, I'll meet you.
I hated it because it was a dad picking up for his son. That's why I couldn't watch it.
No matter what.
I was like, damn, dude, after pussy, Gary.
Your dad used to dunk in the fucking Cheryl and then be like, he goes, fucking
I was in the living
gay-ass kids calling me again.
wasn't even fully down yet.
Yeah, dude, I'd be in the living room and he wouldn't even pay attention. He'd be like, hey, I can smoke in the bedroom. Why would I go out there?
That video, she was literally laying down. She's like, oh my God, you just blasted my pussy apart. And he's like, shh, one second, my son.
Hold
yes?
on. So he goes, hold on, sister. Yes, brother?
You might want to pack that thing with ice for a second. Hang on one second. Yes, man, son?
I chopped that harder than Bundy at WrestleMania 2.
I really flung you into the turnbuckle on that one, huh?
This is the inside of the newly opened Margaritaville Hotel.
That's sick.
Dude, let's do it, dude. You're going to see some fucking trash.
Oh, man. It's like a cruise in Times Square.
Yeah, it's moving cruise. They have to get ground legs. These people are so used to just eating at buffets on boats that they're like, is this Jim Jones? Is it happening? No.
It's the most bare feet you'll ever see. It's funny. It's Jim Jones.
You guys heard me? By the way,
he's
going
to think we suck.
Dude, we got to take a break. We have fucking 55 minutes in.
Oh, God.
We knew. We were like, get Cannon here for most of the show, but then we didn't realize we were going to do our actual job when there's a friend hanging out. All right. We suck. Okay. We're going to be right back.
Okay.
We're hanging out with Mike Cannon, his special White Privilege Homeless on YouTube right now. Go check it out. Also, go check out his podcast, Here's the Scenario, with our friends, Sag Daddy, the God.
The God.
And Mike Feeney.
Yeah.
You've been listening to SiriusXM's Bonfire. New episodes every Tuesday through Friday mornings, and full shows always on SiriusXM.
Kent State, their name does something for people. When people hear that you're a Kent State grad, they're like, oh yeah, I have a lot of nurses like that. And they're good nurses. They want to hire you because you're from Kent State in their nursing program. They teach the art of nursing. They teach the therapeutic communication. They teach how to really care for the person and not just knowledge. Even when it's hard in classes, even when this is a new adjustment, the school itself has the people and the support that you need to be the best nurse that you can be.
Begin at Kent State University.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's.
Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.